It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The UW Board of Regents has asked Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman to resign from his position or be fired. Rothman wrote in two letters, first obtained by the Associated Press late last week, that he had been told to step down by the 18-member Board of Regents or face termination. So far, Rothman has refused on the grounds that the board has not given him a reason for their lack of confidence in his leadership over the university system, which has about 165,000 students. Rothman has been president of the university system since 2022. Kelly Meyerhofer is a higher education reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been following these developments. Kelly, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Happy to be here, Kate.
Well, starting with the most recent news, what transpired over the weekend with the UW Board of Regents? Did the board meet and take action?
No, I mean, I was expecting to spend my Easter weekend working, but no, there was no meeting notice put out, so there's no public meeting. I'm sure that board members were talking amongst themselves, but no public meeting where President Rothman was fired.
Okay, so take us through this. What do we know about the timeline of the conflict between the board and President Rothman? How far does this go back?
Yeah, I mean, all we have really right now is President Rothman's letters. It looks like he met with the board president and board vice president in late March, and that is when he said he was first told that the board had lost confidence in him, and they all had their own reasons, but he wasn't really given specifics at all. He met with two other board members March 31st, and then he sent an April 1st letter to them. And then April 2nd, this past Thursday, is when the letters got released and this story went public.
What factors might be contributing to the board's decision?
Yeah, I've gotten that question a lot from people about, like,
I bet you have.
At all? Yeah, and I wish I had a better answer. I don't, you know, during public meetings, I feel like the board is very, following what the president recommends. The only time really that they've gone against what he has, you know, suggested was back in 2023 when the state legislature was holding up building projects and employee pay raises, and they wanted UW to make some concessions on campus diversity programs and staffing.
President Rothman, in 2023, Kelly, he did float a potential resignation. Can you talk more about what happened there and that discord?
Yeah, I mean, the president, Rothman, floated his resignation after the board went against what he recommended to accept this deal with the legislature. The board decided to vote against it and say, we're not going to make concessions on DEI. Mm-hmm. And that's when President Rothman said, well, I've lost my credibility to lead if the board doesn't support me, so I'm going to float my resignation here. The board reversed its vote a few days later, and he, you know, remained as president. But that's really the only other time that there's been a public hint that he and the board are not aligned.
Can the regents fire Rothman? What precedent is there for a decision like this, a moment like this?
Yeah, I mean, Rothman has a limited appointment. So his contract, it says he can be fired at any time, which is very different from, like, you know, professors with tenure. There's a very long drawn out process written in state code about how they have to have hearings and they can appeal. Rothman's appointment is pretty cut and dry, and they can fire him when they want to.
Have you seen this happen to previous university president appointments?
Not in Wisconsin, not in like the 8 years that I've covered it. I'm sure there has been situations, you know, in other states when maybe this has happened, but it's pretty unusual, what usually happens is, like, if a board, you know, senses that they want a change in leadership, they ask the president to step down and that person does. So it's pretty unusual, you know, that President Rothman is saying, no, I'm not going to step down until you give me a reason.
We've heard some members of the legislature expressing their disapproval with the Board of Regents and citing a lack of transparency. The board met behind closed doors on Wednesday to discuss personnel matters. Does the legislature have any power to push back against what the regents are doing?
That's a good question. I know, you know, several of the board members are not confirmed by the state Senate. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the state Senate would have power, I guess, for those unconfirmed members to come back into session and vote against their appointment. And then they would lose their job on the board. You know, the legislature is pretty much done for the year. I don't know if they would take the step to do that or not.
Kelly, thank you so much for this update.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Kelly Meyerhofer is a higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She has been following the UW Board of Regents' demand of President Jay Rothman's resignation and threats to terminate him if he doesn't step down. Now let's bring in a lawmaker perspective. Assembly Republican David Murphy of Hortonville is here, chair of the Assembly's Colleges and Universities Committee. Representative Murphy, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
You've expressed in a statement that you disapprove of the Board of Regents' actions. Why are you opposed to what you're seeing?
Well, I think, first of all, I'd just like to say that I've worked with President Rothman since he began his tenure with the University of Wisconsin. And while we have a good working relationship, we certainly have our disagreements from time to time. And, you know, we butt heads often. Mm-hmm. But when I look at the way the Board of Regents has handled this, I just think they've done a very poor job. It just seems to me that when I look at this Board of Regents, I just see a dreadful lack of management skills in how they run these things. We will be open record requesting the job review for President Rothman, because, you know, if there's a job review out there, I want to see what they've said in the past. I understand they did review him last fall. So let's see what that has to say.
What would you consider to be valid reasons for the board to terminate or demand resignation from a UW system president?
Well, I mean, there are some obvious reasons. I mean, if there are some things that he's done while he was in office that would reflect badly on the university, that would be, you know, reasons for a dismissal. If it's job performance, then it should go back to the job review. To me, the two most important things and the challenges that the university system is dealing with is, number one, enrollment, which they've done a pretty good job on. They've been holding their own, even though the high school classes are decreasing. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is funding, which the big thing that President Rothman can affect there is his relationship with the state legislature and the funding from the state. And they have one of the biggest increases last year that they've had in decades. On those two fronts, they've done very well.
From what I understand, you've spoken with Rothman. What was the sentiment?
I have. You know, I think he's disappointed that nobody gives him a reason for why they want to dismiss him. It's a situation. He told me, he said, he asked, you know, why am I being dismissed? And well, you know, everybody has a different reason. Well, if it takes 10 members to dismiss him, are you telling me there's 10 different reasons why he's being dismissed? And that would seem rather implausible.
So I want to be clear here. In terms of the legislature getting involved, you are seeking a public records request for his most recent job performance review. Is that right? Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Are there any other steps the Assembly Committee would take?
Well, I think it's important to, if you're going to act, you need to have information. And so you start out by having the information, and then you can move on from there. So I think we want to know as much information as we can before we start trying to take any other actions.
In 2023, President Rothman negotiated this deal on university DEI programs and building mm-hmm. funds with Republican leadership. How would you characterize his relationship with lawmakers? You mentioned at the top that you butt heads.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's certain policies that I've worked on and have been dealing with. And, I didn't feel like I got as much support from the university as I would have liked. I was working on a development program in which I was working with the university. And then at the very end, instead of supporting it, they were neutral on it. Well, I was disappointed in that. I would have liked a little more support. But I think part of the issue here for President Rothman is he's a pretty strong advocate for free speech. And, you know, and frankly, the other side of this, I don't see the left as being very supportive of free speech right now, which is very disappointing because they always have been in the past. But somehow there has been a shift in liberal politics away from free speech.
Do you think, the issue over free speech could be grounds for dismissal?
Well, I certainly would think it should not be a reason for that. Could that be the impetus behind it? It surely could be, but it would be a very bad precedent to remove somebody because of their support for free speech.
Representative Murphy, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
David Murphy is a Republican in the State Assembly. He chairs the Assembly's Colleges and Universities Committee, and he joined us to talk about the UW Board of Regents telling President J. Rothman to step down or face termination, that news coming out late last week. Earlier, we heard from Kelly Meyerhofer, a higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who has been following the story. For disclosure, WPR is a service of UW-Madison, which is one of the universities of Wisconsin.